Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get this show on the road.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. It's nice to be back after a week off.
We weren't canceled.
No, we weren't canceled. We're not canceled yet. Right, Ty. That's a good point. Steph was in Ohio. She did a whirlwind tour of Columbus, Ohio over the 4th of July weekend. I did not go with her. I stayed home. I drank a bunch of beer and held the couch down. Mm-hmm. That's basically what I did the whole weekend. Anyway, let's see. We are coming to you live as we do every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You fine folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. Lives. Anyway, in the studio, like I said, we're back. We were off last week for the holiday. But here in the studio this evening, it's the usual suspects. We've got my blushing bride, Stephanie. Back from Ohio.
Yes.
We've got our boy Tygen over there showing us that he really never did grow any armpit hair.
Nope.
with his arms up in his sleeveless shirt.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. And then, of course, little old me over here on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
but anyway, listen, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some stuff from last week, and we're going to certainly talk about the stuff that, has transpired this week. And here's the thing. We like it when you all play along. So there's a number you can call or text. And what's more popular than the call is the text, actually.
Yes.
But that number would be 727-804-5891. One more time, 727-804-5891, and you can play along with us.
Yes.
You can text us. A lot of people have gotten into the whole texting sort of game, and I kind of dig it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of radio shows that are call-driven.
Right.
I've never been able to say that this show was call-driven.
No.
No. But I can say that we're sort of text driven
a little bit.
Yeah,
we're sort of text
we get
driven.
A lot of text participation.
It's easier for everyone.
I think so too. But and here's the thing about and you can call if you want to, but the text or the call, you can do it at any time during the show except for when we're on our break. You can't do it when we're on our break.
Well, you can text during the break.
The beauty about texting is you can cuss.
You can
cuss in a text. You cannot cuss in a phone call because this is actually real radio, folks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that number again, 727-804-5891. And like I say, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening. A little bit of stuff from last week, things that we missed, things that I thought were worth mentioning this week from last week. And then, of course, all of the tomfoolery and stuff. that's happened this week. So stick around. Buckle up.
Mm-hmm. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Yeah. So anyway, as I mentioned just a second or two ago, Steph, you were back in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, over the 4th of July weekend for your annual high school reunion and parade. And this is something that
I like that he calls it annual.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, the number out.
Yeah, but, well, okay, right. Well, first of all, I don't know the number. I'm guessing it's like 45 or something.
excuse me.
Yeah, right. That would be mine.
Right.
No, so yeah, I don't know what the number is, but I think it's a very cool thing that your high school and back home community does.
Oh, it's
with
amazing.
This annual reunion and parade, and it's something we've been. I think I've been twice, I believe, and one time we were actually on a float. Another time we just sort of watched, but I'm pretty sure I've gone twice.
That sounds about right. Maybe three times.
Maybe three times. Debbie Dan Gray just texted in, fun, Ohio.
Yes. Yep. Oh, we had a blast.
Right.
But I'm still exhausted. I haven't quite recovered yet.
Right.
It was a whole lot going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Debbie Dan Gray, who was an avid listener of ours and grew up basically with Steph in Columbus. So they went to Columbus, Ohio together.
Yes.
Shared an Airbnb.
Yes.
And that was just off the parade route.
Yeah, it was right down the street. To everything. Yep. It was great. It was her reunion. It was my reunion.
Debbie Dan says she's exhausted too.
Oh, good. I thought it was just me. Right. But, you know, we had a bad habit of staying up way.
Yeah, every time I talked to you, it was like you were, oh my God, we stayed up till 5 in the morning.
Right, we stayed up till 3 in the morning and then had to be at the parade at 8:30 a.m.
In my mind, all I can think of is, you know, just a bunch of liquor and hookers, man. I mean, what are you guys doing? Hookers and blow or something. What's going on over there? And you guys staying up till 5 in the morning.
It's a party, man.
It's a party.
Just a whole lot of yakking, you know, and Katie, Debbie's daughter, was making fun of us, you know, that we had to go all the way to Ohio to catch up.
Right.
Considering we live an hour and a half apart here in Florida.
Well, that and the fact that, you know, like I said, Debbie Dan is a frequent listener of the show.
Absolutely.
So
thank you.
So you can catch up in that way. You know what I mean? But,
right.
But yeah, spending several days together.
And
talking for hours.
Right. It was fun. Had a great time.
One of the things that I thought was interesting, Steph, is that you said that on your way back, when you went through like the TSA checkpoint in Ohio, they didn't make you take your shoes off.
The first time they did in the morning.
Okay.
And then the second time in the afternoon, they said, nope. As of today,
okay.
No shoes off at certain airports.
Right. So I saw an article that said that some airports across the country are phasing out the whole taking the shoes off situation.
Nice.
Good to know.
That's the worst part.
Start hiding my weapons and drugs in my shoes.
There you go. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a rise in that.
Yeah. Good luck. Because they still put you through the puffer machine or the metal detector. Mm-hmm.
Debbie says that she's sitting on the stoop. I hope that doesn't mean that.
Oh, I hope not.
Dropping a deuce or something.
Right? No, I hope you have a cushion. No,
no. Mama's telling me about. They were sitting on the stoop. This Airbnb had. I guess like a little back porch, but it had like a step down that was only like not even 6 inches tall.
That's a curb.
Yeah, it's like a curb, and that was basically what they were sitting on.
There were no outdoor chairs.
Right.
And she and I are, you know, outside smoking. It was like being a little Korean lady trying to, you know, squat to sit down, and then you had to try to get back. My thighs.
That was like almost like
sore.
Every time you sat down, it was like sitting on like a squatty potty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then trying to
your
get
knees
back
up around your ears.
Right. Yeah, I mean my thighs, my I'm still sore.
Right.
And I keep saying that I should keep doing the squats because I'm this far in,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, you already got to start.
So. I'm already into the pain. Now it's time for the gain.
So are the taking off the shoes going to be something that's going to pretty much do away with the TSA checkpoints?
No.
I mean, I can remember back in the day, there just weren't any TSA checkpoints.
No.
And you just went through and did your thing.
No, nope, you know? They still, you know, they're still, you know, x-ray.
I mean, everybody and their brother could go up to the gate, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think not having to take your shoes off is a step in the right direction.
Well, I mean, what a time saver.
Right.
You know, what a time saver. Anyway.
I mean, everybody wears Crocs now anyway.
Pretty much. You know,
well, not you, Ty.
I'm going to get you a pair of Crocs.
I'm not wearing them.
Yes, you will.
I won't do it.
You wear those dumb-looking ones with the demon on the top, you're going to wear some Crocs.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
You need to wear those through the TSA checkpoints. Mm-hmm.
Here's a couple of things. I said we were going to talk about some things that happened last week while we were gone. Actor Michael Madsen passed away. He was 67. He was in Reservoir Dogs and in the Kill Bill movies, yep. And I'm sure he's been in a bunch of other things.
Was in Sin City.
Sin City, right. He was always one of those guys that looked like that's somebody that I'd never want to F with. You know what I mean? He just had that sort of crazy aura about
him. He always plays a bad guy,
yeah.
And he plays it real well.
Yeah, right.
Too well.
Yeah, right.
Like, yeah, yeah, I don't want to run into you on the street.
Yeah, so Michael Madsen passed away at the age of 67 last week. July 3rd marked the 54th anniversary of the passing of Jim Morrison.
Wow.
54 years ago, part of the 27 Club. How about that?
He's still around.
Mm-hmm.
He just got bored of being a rock star.
Yeah, right. July 3rd, I think it was 1971, I think it was. Let's see, televangelist Jimmy Swaggart passed away. He was 90.
Woohoo!
I was surprised to see that he passed away. I thought he passed away a long time ago. So, Jimmy
Oops.
Swaggart passed away. He was 90. God, do you remember that whole controversy where he got caught like being with the hookers or whatever it was,
right,
and
right.
Went on his televangelist show and was crying and
yeah.
Begging for mercy?
Well,
and
that's all of them.
It was like,
they're
good
all like
God,
it.
Man, get over it.
Righteous gemstones.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Let's see, somebody else. Ringo Starr turned 85 just the other day. And Ty, you'll like this. Dio, Ronnie James Dio, would have been 83 years old yesterday.
Yep.
Gosh.
So those are all of the updates of, I don't know, some things that happened last week, I guess. Let's see. Today is July 11th, and it just so happens to be National 7-Eleven Day.
Yep.
7-Eleven, hot to go. Get on over to your local 7-Eleven and get your free Slurpee.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. When was the last time you had a Slurpee?
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Several years.
The thought of it gives me brain freeze.
Well, that's the thing that I wrote down. It was like all my friends used to complain about the brain freeze, and I never experienced it. And I was thinking, well, maybe you got to have one to experience it. So.
Yeah.
Well, if you had let me know sooner, I would have swung by the 7-Eleven on my way out.
Gotten us all some Slurpees.
Right.
What was your favorite Slurpee?
Red.
You like the red
one? I was partial to the blue.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When I was a boy, it was only red. Then they came out with cola. That crazy blue stuff didn't come out until you were a boy. There was no blue when I was a boy.
You mix them.
Yeah, right. And then I think they even had like a pineapple one or a something at one point. But yeah, the OG was the red.
The red.
The red.
I'm not sure what flavor it was.
It was red.
Just not red.
It was red. Yeah.
It's probably banned.
I'm sure it was full of red
full
dye.
Of carcinogens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Floor cleaner.
Yeah.
Well, geez, I don't know why he got cancer. He only had a Slurpee every day for the last 20 years.
And his teeth were permanently red.
His brain was permanently frozen. Frozed up. Frozed up.
Yeah. Oh, too funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe we should try that with the Millie this weekend.
The Slurpee? What was the other store? They didn't have Slurpees, but they tried to imitate
Icy's.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there was a couple of different stores because 7-Eleven was the OG.
Right.
And then they had, up in my area, we had Highs.
Okay.
And I think Highs had the Icy's. And then there was, we have Circle K.
Circle K.
All these ones around here now, well, they all do some form of a Slurpee.
The Circle K in Seminole, you didn't even bother because they got Rita's right behind it.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Just do that.
Yeah.
Do that instead.
Rita's what? Shaved ice?
Italian, Rita's Italian ice.
I can say
way
this.
Way better than a Slurpee.
I can say this with all honesty. I've never had a Rita's.
What?
And
what?
It was right down the street from our house.
I know.
Never out of your mind?
Had a Rita's.
Well, it's so funny because I remember the first time I took Hannah down there, we drove.
Right.
And I think it was after like one of her softball games or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we're sitting outside and we're eating. And Hannah got stung by a bee. And she was like, that's it.
I'll never go to Rita's again.
I don't know if she did or not, but really?
We really raised her wrong for her to just give up on something so good just because of something like that.
Right.
You know,
we used to be out there all the time. Like, we'd be loitering in front of the Circle K. They'd yell at us. We'd go loiter in front of Rita's.
Skateboards, right?
Great.
Yeah. Let's see. Today is also National French Fry Day. And I saw a survey that said the average American eats how many pounds of fries a year?
All right. Average American, not me.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about French fries. The average American eats how many pounds of fries a year?
10.
Low.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not doing so bad.
No.
20?
Less than.
15.
More than.
17.
17 pounds of fries a year.
Those are rookie.
The survey said that the average American eats 17 pounds of French fries a year. Personally, I don't eat that many French fries, but Steph, my blushing bride, has been loading my my ass full of about 50 pounds of tater tots every year since I've known her.
At least.
At least. We eat tater tots with just about everything.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Potato-based.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Fill.
Thanksgiving dinner, can you pass the tater tots?
Yeah. You know.
They go with everything.
Well, okay. Well,
I'll take some white meat and some tater tots.
Hold on. All right. So back when the kids were little, on average, I was buying 260 pounds of tater tots
what?
A year.
A year?
Because I would buy the 5-pound bag once a week.
Okay. All right.
So 260
divided by four
is 65 pounds of tater tots.
65
each.
Pounds a year each.
And
that's why, to this day, I'm looking like
You're svelte.
I'm like an Adonis.
Mm-hmm.
sort of like an Adonis.
Got that mashed potato body.
Yeah, right. Got that tater tot belt working.
Which is why, of the very few pictures I took that one of Kathy and I in front of the great big tray of tots.
Right. Look at Mom. Look, she's salivating.
Right.
Let me in there.
Look at this. Mm-hmm.
Of the fast food restaurants, and none of us really go to a lot of fast food restaurants, but of the fast food restaurants, who do you think has the best fries?
Checkers.
Checkers is pretty good, man. Checkers. I would put Checkers right up there, number one or number two.
Arby's is a surprising second.
I have not been to an Arby's since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But I do remember, didn't they have like the crinkle fry? Was it a crinkle fry?
Now they've got the curly.
Yeah. Oh, now they have the curly.
Seasoned curly fries. Yeah.
Right.
And actually, Burger King fries.
Yeah, pretty good.
They've gotten better.
They've gotten way better.
I can remember probably 5, 6, maybe even 7 years ago when both Burger King and Wendy's were like trying to.
Wendy's aren't bad anymore. Either.
Not anymore, but man, Wendy's was always really soggy. But I can remember when Burger King and Wendy's were sort of like in a competition to see who was going to be number two to McDonald's.
Right.
You know what I mean? But Five Guys definitely, Five Guys good.
Ooh, Five Guys
Checkers. Checkers.
Is that really fast food though?
Five Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to sit there and watch them cook it. But, you know.
It's too expensive. There's no drive-through.
Yeah. Right. In-N-Out
Burger.
In-N-Out Burger, those are fantastic.
What
about Steak and Shake, those little skinny fries?
Those shoestring fries. Yeah, I like
They're
those.
Good.
Especially like with your milkshake.
Yeah.
Chocolate milkshake and Steak and Shake fries. Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway.
All right, so who's going to Steak and Shake after the show?
Right, happy National 7-Eleven Day and French Fry Day. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what all's close. We'll send Ty out to go get fries.
Are you kidding? Did you see the look on his face? It's like, I'm not going anywhere. I barely made it to the show. So we talked a couple weeks ago about Amazon Prime. Used to be like a 1 or 2 day thing, and now it's almost like a whole week of Amazon Prime.
4 days Prime days.
And we're right in the middle of Amazon Prime.
Is today the last day?
I think so.
I think it is.
So we were talking about some things that we wanted to order.
Buy your crap.
Yeah, right. Buy your crap now. But then Mom told me last night, and maybe I misunderstood. She was like, yeah, well, you get these great deals. But then during Amazon Prime, they charge you for shipping.
And I was like, what?
So that's the get around.
Yeah.
So they never lose any money.
No.
But then I don't know that they charge. Then you told me today that you ordered Amazon Prime and they didn't charge you.
I had to do a lot more searching to find what I wanted without shipping.
Yeah.
So I did find it.
So one of the things we ordered, Ty, here at the Casa de Ginzo, we can sometimes be sort of infested with mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
No see-ems.
Now mosquitoes. That we have no pool cage.
Right. I know you're a TikTokian. Have you seen the fake dragonflies on the wire that clip? So, okay, here's the thing. People swear by these dragonflies. Dragonflies are apex predators for mosquitoes, flies,
wasps, horse flies.
So these people, I mean, there are people that like go on walks every day down like a wooded path and they will have a baseball cap on and have one clipped to their hat. And here's just this dragonfly hovering over their head. And they're like, usually I come out here, I get ed up. You know what I mean? And now all of a sudden it's like nothing. And this guy has a shop. He has a shop and in his garage, and he keeps his garage doors open to have a breeze come in. And he says, you see that light out there outside? You see how many bugs are out there? He goes, look at how many lights I have inside this shop. And then he goes, see all these dragonflies I have? They don't come in here. There's no bugs in here. Because of these dragonflies. So anyway, Mom ordered some of those dragonflies.
Well, we'll see how they do.
We'll see how they're. Hopefully, They won't be here till like Thursday, so we may or may not have an update next week.
Yeah. But it's supposed to be like an immediate change. It's like the mosquitoes go, oh, dragonflies? Nope. And my personal experience, okay, so at work, I have to maintain two swimming pools, okay? One swimming pool, I never have any no-see-ums, never any mosquitoes, nothing like that. But I always see dragonflies in the pool where they have flown around and then dipped down and got stuck in the pool. I'm always scooping dragonflies out of that pool. The other pool, I get eaten up there by the no-see-ums and mosquitoes every morning. And that's why I have always a good coat of my summer cologne on, you know, my off, you know. And but no dragonflies up there. So I'm telling you, I think this is a real thing.
There could be something to it.
Could be something to it.
I can't wait to find out.
Mm-hmm. We will see.
We shall see. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh, here's one more birthday that I forgot. Jack White of the White Stripes and the Raconteurs turned 50 on Wednesday.
Okay.
You a fan of Jack White?
Yeah.
Ty?
White Stripes.
Did you see that video I sent you? Of that Asian kid who was playing guitar, and he put a clothespin on a string. That was neat as hell. I mean, the different sound that he could get out of that thing. Mm-hmm. It was like he put a clothespin on one of the strings, and he was able to use it almost like a whammy bar.
Really?
It was really cool. Yeah, it was really cool. It gave it like a whole different vibration because it would vibrate when you hit the string. But then if you actually gave it a tap, it would give it even a more of a vibe.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty cool. Anyway.
That's it.
I just mentioned that.
That's it.
Yep.
Ty's going to be out there with clothespins all up and down his guitar.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's this guy? He can't do his laundry here.
Yeah.
This is a rock and roll show, man. This ain't the Chinese laundry. here's something. You see a lot of things on social media. Some of it you can believe, and then some of it, unfortunately, is just total crap.
Right.
Right. So I saw this thing earlier today that said that a mathematician, and I'm not sure where the mathematician comes into this whole thing, but they said a mathematician had worked out a way to cool your car, your hot car down faster. Okay. So we all know how, you know, oppressive it is in the summertime to go to your car, open the door, and it's like, my God.
Well, I can't get in there. Your car, black on black on black. It's like.
And even with my window thing, without that window thing, it's ridiculous.
You can't get in it.
Right. You have to have that. But anyway, he says that he's worked out a way to cool your car down faster. So his formula, and I'm saying that because he claims to be a mathematician.
Okay.
He says, so you get in your car, you open the passenger window. Then, as you're sitting in the driver's seat, you open and close the driver's seat three or four times. I mean, not the driver's seat, the driver door. You open and close the driver door three or four times, right? And he says that within seconds, by doing that, that you will lower the temperature in your car by 20 degrees.
I'll try it.
Well, don't. I did try it.
And?
Complete bunk.
Well, complete bunk. But your
but
car
I got a black
is,
on black car.
Right. Your car is like the surface of the sun.
The only thing that I accomplished was working up more of a sweat pumping that door.
Yeah, now you're hot and tired. Right.
So now any little bit of breeze makes it feel cooler because you're all sweaty.
I get the thought that okay, now you've got an opening, and now you're creating like a vacuum sort of thing, sucking the air out. Well, it didn't work for me.
Okay.
So
well, I don't think anything would work for your car.
Yeah, I don't know.
Other than, you know, underground parking.
Right. Anyway, all right, folks, we have been prattling along now for nearly a half, almost very nearly, within 30 seconds, a half hour, and we need to take a break, and when we come back, Let's talk about ticks.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. From our Ginzo Garb studio here in where are we?
The historic Jungle Brada neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's it, right. 727-804-5891 is the number to call if you want to play along with us. We're going to take this quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. That's Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. The reason I played it this evening is because yesterday or the day before, I'm looking around, and all of a sudden I saw pop up. It said that the Stones song Satisfaction became number one on the charts 60 years ago.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
60 years ago.
All right, so I don't feel so old now.
Right, I was like, good Lord. 60
good
years
God,
ago.
Y'all.
Right. Anyway, folks, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number if you want to play along. Before the break, I said, let's talk about some ticks, man.
All right, Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ted Cruz? Which one?
No. We're not talking about human ticks, Ty. Oh. And we're not talking about nervous ticks. We're talking about the bug ticks. You ever had a tick?
No.
Never had a tick. Steph, you ever had a tick?
I have.
Where'd you have it?
When I was a baby, it was on the top of my head.
Okay. Oh, more than one. Looks like you're going to give us a litany.
No, just two.
Ticks.
And then when I went to summer camp.
Why are you pointing down by your crotch?
When I went
you
to,
had a crotch tick?
When I went to summer camp between second and third grade, that one was just crawling on my leg.
Never attached.
And it never attached.
Well, you know what he was
after. But
it was
like, what is this? I thought it was some sort of spider. I didn't know. What do I know? They put me in camp with tents.
Right.
And an outhouse in the middle of the woods.
Not exactly the bougie lifestyle that you're used to.
Yeah, I don't know anything. I'm like, what is this thing crawling on my leg?
And Ty,
Steph, counselor's freaking out.
Mom went back to Bougieville last week, last weekend, over in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, Bougieville. Went to her bougie parade. hung out with all her bougie friends.
It was fun.
Right. Anyway, I had a tick once, and when I discovered it, I had at that point in my life, I had only seen a tick on a dog, right? And I was like, oh, my God. And I ran my hand through my hair, and I was like, oh, my God, what is that? Right? That's something that's not supposed to be there, and it was big. Right.
Oh, right. So it had been there a while.
It had been there a while, right. And I was an outdoor kid, man. So I was out there running around, playing ball and stuff like that. Well,
I'm sure you were very brave.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, right.
So it just so happens that that evening, I had a Little League baseball game. All right. So I run in the house because I had to start getting ready for the game anyway. I run in the house. I tell my mom, I said,
I don't know what this is.
She looked at it, and she was like, oh, my God, you have a tick. So she got the tick out. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways to get a tick out. You know, a lot of times you have to put like a light a match and then hold the hot end
to it. That's what she did when I was a baby.
I can't remember what my mom did.
She didn't have to worry because I didn't have any hair.
Right.
So there was no hair to catch on fire. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just bald.
I think my tick was so bloated. At the point, he was ready to give up the ghost anyway, mm-hmm. So he just sort of backed out. I think she has tapped it on the shoulder and said, hey, bub.
Hey.
That's
time to check out. You're about to tap him dry, all right? But anyway, the good news about the whole tick situation is I went to my Little League baseball game, and I had one of the most memorable games of my life.
Oh, so you were like Spider-Man.
Almost like Spider-Man. I nearly hit for the cycle. I hit a single, a double, I had a triple, And I almost had a home run. It bounced off the fence.
Oh, so no.
It was unbelievable. It was like I had Spidey sense, right?
Right.
Performance enhancing.
It was
bugs.
Unbelievable. Right. It was like it, and it was on the top of my head. So it was like taking all that bad blood away from my cranium. You know, it was my cerebellum or whatever is my cerebral.
It was some sort of enhancement.
Right.
What it hit.
Yeah. So yeah.
Don't tempt me. We'll try it again.
Yeah. I'll tap your ass tonight.
Well, oh, believe me.
No.
If I thought that would have actually worked, I would have tried it.
Anyway, the reason I brought it up.
As athletic as I am.
Yeah, the reason I brought it up is I saw an article that said what does it say here? It says tick bites are the highest in the U.S. since 2019.
So, I don't remember 2019
being the big tick year.
Particularly.
Everybody was inside.
Bad 20, year.
2019, the year of the tick. Yeah, right. Wasn't
was
everybody
COVID.
Inside for, because of COVID? Or so, right.
Or what's maybe, going on here?
Yeah.
Maybe like, more people went out to like parks
yeah.
and things. For social distancing mm-hmm. because they had cabin fever.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually spent more time in the woods
right.
than they ever have in their entire life.
Mm-hmm.
You ever have a leech? I got a leech on me one time.
I'm going to say no to that one.
Yeah, I had a leech on me one time. That's
give me
20 ticks.
Ugh.
Give me 20 ticks and just do away with the leech. The leech is that's no bueno. Mm. That's not cool at all. Yeah, I had a leech on me, and it was like it wasn't in my armpit, but it was
Ew.
Like just behind my armpit.
Gross.
And I never saw it, but my buddy, I think it was Glenn Carter, he was like, "Dude, what's that on you?" He thought it was like a leaf. And he went to swat it off, and it didn't come off. And he was like, "Ooh, that's stuck on you."
Oh.
I was like, "What?"
Gross.
Yeah.
Were you in the river?
We were not in the river. We were in a creek.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's where they
be. Yeah. And it was in Rock Creek Park. It was that same creek where RFK Jr. and his grandchildren were swimming.
Oh, good.
No, I'm just kidding. But listen, man, when I was
if
a kid,
that were true, the leeches wouldn't live.
Right. When I was a kid, you know, we were outdoor kids, man. So any body of water we were in, I can remember any time it rained real hard and the streets would flood, we're swimming.
Oh yeah,
we're swimming. We're just gross kids, you know.
Yeah.
It's like you hear stories of all those people down in St. Pete where their neighborhood floods, and it's like, don't swim in that water.
Don't
and I'm
get
like,
in that water.
I'm like. I did. I did when I was a kid.
It's like it's mostly poop.
Oh, it's yes. Oh, it's ridiculous gross. It's unbelievable gross. But it's like when you're a kid, it's like, well, let's just do it.
Well, the streets flooded.
And, yeah. And back then, we didn't know.
Hell no. We drank out of hoses.
We drank out of hoses.
Look at you now.
Anybody's hose.
What I used to love as a kid is that in the summertime, concerned neighbors would actually leave their hose out in the yard
right.
so kids could come by and drink water. Now, the only problem with that is that they would leave the water on.
Right.
And when you took that first sip, it was like scalding hot.
Yeah, you had to.
You had to let it cool down a minute before you took that.
Oh,
first.
Yeah, and there's nothing like steaming hot hose water.
Oh, yeah, all the chemicals that always had that special chemical taste.
Yeah, that.
I used to like that taste. A lot like the smell of gasoline and the smell of this magic marker that I huff before every show to get my brain right.
Does any of this surprise you, Ty?
No, not at all. Okay. It's all about perfect sense.
It's all about killing brain cells.
It's like putting a puzzle together.
You only have so many.
Well. I think I heard somewhere at some point in my life that there's a way to rejuvenate them. And I think they said you could rejuvenate your brain cells by like doing crossword puzzles. So
that's
why I'm a puzzler.
And drinking beer.
You got to exercise the bean, man. Got to exercise the bean. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, God. You're not going to be happy about this time.
I'm not happy about anything.
Well, we've noticed, Eeyore.
Your favorite show, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, is ending their run after 10 seasons.
Oh no. I find that show very entertaining.
Well, Queer Eye debuted in 2003 and ran for 5 seasons on Bravo. Then, in 2018, they had a reboot of the show, and it launched on Netflix. But just recently, they said, that's it.
Enough.
No more Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
No mas.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Now you're a little upset about it, Ty.
Yep. Among other things.
Yeah, right.
Where's the list, Pam? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's the list, Pam?
It's so funny that you said that, because that's exactly what I wrote down. Did you see my Facebook invitation?
No.
That's in it. That's exactly.
Where's the list, Pam?
Pretty much. Pretty much exactly what I wrote.
My favorite meme that I saw on Facebook.
We'll get into that stuff in the second hour of the show.
Was, I'm going to send my student loan bill to Pam Bondi, so maybe it'll disappear.
She'll disappear. Right. Nice. Now, this is something that's nerdy and cool at the same time. I don't know if you know anything about Voyager 1.
What?
Okay, Voyager 1 is not a satellite. It's a space probe.
Okay.
And it was launched September 5th, 1977.
Oh, wow. Right.
So here's, this is just, and I wrote this down and I have to read it because if I try to say it from memory, I'll mess it up. But here it is. So launched September 5th, 1977, 48 years ago. It is right now 22.3 light hours.
Hours
from Earth. Which
what does that mean?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Which translates to 15 billion miles away. It is zipping through space at 38,000 miles an hour. If it stays on track, Voyager 1 will reach a new milestone around November 15th, 2016, when it will be one full light day.
2016 or 2026?
You're right, 2026.
Okay.
November 15, 2026, when it will be one full light day away from Earth, roughly 16 billion miles away. This is 48 years.
Yeah.
48 years. It's not even a whole light year. It's going to be a light day.
Space away. Is big.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I've always wondered, and we've talked about this before, the whole space thing. I mean, we've gone back and forth. Did we land on the moon? Did we not land on the moon? That kind of thing. But all of this space travel and things like that, I don't know who the brains are that come up with this stuff.
Who do the math.
Right. How do you know how far away it is? You know what I mean? How do you actually know that? How do you actually know how fast it's going? Yeah, I just don't understand the mathematics of the whole thing.
They're really smart people.
I guess, man.
They're probably telling us everything.
Are they really so smart that they're like, we can snowball these jerk-offs?
Yeah, right.
They'll believe anything. We're scientists.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, who knows?
It's just been flying in circles.
Yeah. It says it would take a beam of light, a full scam likely, jerk. It would take a beam of light a full 24 hours to catch up to it.
Yeah.
A beam of light.
A beam of light.
So I guess like if you're on here on Earth and you hit like a laser or something, it would take 24 hours for it to catch up to it. I don't know. It's all a bunch of scientific mumbo jumbo, but how cool is it?
Sorry, scam likely.
Yeah, it's probably the same one.
I might need to sign up for a class at the college about that.
Yeah.
You know, this...
It's interesting.
This campus down here has the planetarium.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we could probably, take a really cool,
All right.
How it all...
What's cool about this Voyager 1 is that it was developed in the 70s and has less computing power than a smartwatch.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yet it's been out in space for 48 years, and it's still doing its thing.
Right, and I bet the refrigerator still works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Man, oh, man. Just really makes you wonder. One of the things I was
less
hearing.
Less is more.
Yeah, I was hearing somebody talk about this whole story, and they were like, yeah, but, I mean, here's the thing. Are we more interested in space, or are we, or should we be spending more time finding out about the depths of the ocean?
To me,
I mean, we get that's right here.
Well, the aliens are in the ocean already.
Well, I mean, here's the thing: they find things in the ocean when they go down and down and down. I heard something. Somebody said that there supposedly there's another ocean under our ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You've heard that?
I've seen it.
What do you mean you've seen it?
It's on the Discovery Channel. You can see it.
There's another ocean under our ocean.
See, I think we should know what's here.
Look,
I'm
man,
not
we can't
we
cannot keep
space,
looking for Sasquatch.
But
we need to find out what's really happening. Who's going to really
there's no Sasquatch.
Take over?
What's really in the national parks is feral people.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with
I
that.
Totally agree with that. Have you ever seen that family from West Virginia?
Yeah.
They could be Sasquatches.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
If you were out in the woods and you ran into one of them, run.
That's a Sasquatch.
Just run. Just run. The dude doesn't speak, he barks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of that family?
Sign.
What is the name of that family? I just saw something just recently about them. Oh my God. There's a whole documentary about this family in West Virginia that has been crossbred or inbred for like ever from the get go.
And that documentary
since
came
like
out
the 1800s.
Quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, bizarre.
Oof. It's unbelievable. It's like, yeah, that you're right, Ty. It very well could be that there's no Sasquatch. It's just crazy ass people.
Yeah.
Crazy ass inbred people running around the woods, you know?
I mean, it makes could be a whole lot more sense.
What about when you think about like over in like the rainforest and stuff like that? There are native tribes out there that have never seen other humans but themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They don't know nothing about TV, phones. You try to roll up on the beach and they're, you know, shooting arrows at you and they're cannibals. I mean, what's going on there? You know?
Yeah. Look.
I mean, there are people out there that are out there. Just never.
Well, they think we're out there.
I guess.
We're like space.
Who's happier? Are they happier or are we happier?
I don't know.
That's
I don't like their bathroom situation.
Well, one of the
there's that.
I did see where it was like one of those tribes, like in the rainforest, they went and they took them all a bunch of cell phones, and then now all of a sudden they're saying that they all have a an addiction to pornography.
Oh, because
you get the porn on the TV.
Nice.
And just like that, we've destroyed another culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Making
now they're mass producing.
Everywhere we go.
Mass producing a bunch of jungle idiots out there. I don't know, man. Weird. Weird stuff.
Crazy.
Yeah. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's that. Let's see. We're getting close to our halfway point. Is there something I can squeeze in here? I do want to talk about, you know, Pam, what'd you do with the list, babe?
Where's the list, Pam?
Where's the list, babe? You know, that,
check at the bottom of your bag. I'm sure it's there.
I did see something, earlier this week where, Marines, and I'm not happy about this, being a former Marine, but there's Marines and ICE agents and local police, you know, all over the state of California, and they're raiding farms and parks and stuff like that in California. And I'm really disappointed in my Marines for being a part of it. I would like for them to be able to go, hey, F you. We're not doing it. That's not what our gig is, you know
right.
what I mean? We're not supposed to be against the people. We are for the people.
For the people.
You know? So I'm disappointed in
that. These are crazy times.
They are.
Absolutely crazy.
Grock was Mecha Hitler for a few hours.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not cool, man.
It's not cool.
One of the things that I've seen, and it drives me crazy every time I see it, something on social media where it's a picture of a family heading on down to Alligator Alley to get their family picture in front of the Alligator Alcatraz sign.
Alligator that, Auschwitz.
That, what they call it, somebody called it today, Donnie's Dachau.
Yeah.
Donnie's good.
Dachau. I mean, this is going to come back. This is going to come back. I heard somebody on a radio show today, and they said, okay, well, here's the thing. If you think that Mexicans didn't erect that whole place, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's going to be a bunch of Mexicans or immigrants that tear it down, and then they're going to take the sign, they're going to take remnants, and they're going to put it in the Smithsonian when all of this foolishness is done, and they're going to put MAGA hats next to it, right?
Yep.
And, all, you know, FU Brandon or Let's Go Brandon stickers, and it's going to be in the Smithsonian forever. So when your grandchildren and their children come around and visit the Smithsonian, they're going to be like, what's this about? Gigi, did you have any part of this?
No.
Nope. It's a blight. It's a blight on our nation.
It truly is.
This is not something that we ever aspired to be as the United States of America.
Better.
It's ridiculous. And what's even more ridiculous is that we are allowing it to happen every day. That Tom Homan came out and said that now all we have to do is look at you.
Yeah.
And if we think you're if you look too brown, Steph, you need to stay out of the sun.
I know. I was afraid.
If you look too brown, you're going down.
They said they were going to arrest Mom Donnie if he won.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a political somebody, you know, vying for a position in your political power
being
threatened by the president of the United States.
In the United States.
That if he wins,
America.
He'll be arrested. I mean, what in the...
What?
What?
I know.
These are dark times, and they just keep getting darker.
It's unbelievable. And one of the things that drives me crazy, I try not to have any conversations with people because you never know what their affiliation is. The ones that you do know their affiliation... and you try to nudge that conversation, they all act like they're oblivious. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Well, they probably don't.
What do you mean you don't know anything about that?
They probably don't talk about it on Fox News.
It's unbelievable.
Probably
I mean,
not.
What are you not watching? How do you not know what's going on? You know, it's like
It's all Biden's fault.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm a TikTokian, right? So. I get a lot of political stuff, you know, not pro-Trump.
No.
I've recently sort of changed my algorithm, so I get a lot of artists.
Okay.
And there's some unbelievable artists on TikTok. Just unbelievable. People are doing things with painting, with woodwork, all kinds of things that are just unbelievable. It's like there are so many talented people out there. But then you see these you get a run of this political stuff, and it's like I would just like to take my phone and go to one of these people and go, watch this. Just watch
what
this.
Do you think of this?
Yeah, what do you
right.
Yeah, what do you know about this? Oh, that's not happening.
Let's see
it
how
is
good
happening. You know, what do you mean it's not happening? It is happening. God.
I know.
Makes me so mad. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Simmer down now.
That whole alligator Alcatraz, man.
It's alligator Auschwitz.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to call it what it is.
Absolutely. And guess what's going to happen? Here in probably the next month, when the hurricanes come through, it's going to be a complete spectacle.
Well, they already moved incinerators in.
Yes, I heard that. I heard that. What are they for?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the show the other day, and they had Captain America, or no, what's his name? Not Captain America, Captain Planet on.
Yeah.
He's a local guy, and he lives down in the Everglades, and he's totally against it. And the guy on the radio was asking him, well, what are the major things that's the problem with it? And he goes, well, first of all, it's screwing up the whole ecosystem.
Right.
He said it was bad enough that back in the 70s, they decided that they were going to build the world's largest airport in the Everglades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he goes, guess what? Guess who stopped it? Tricky Dick.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon put a stop to it and said, no, we're not going to do that. This is ridiculous. You know? Anyway, so he was talking about, well, what are the things, what are the environmental things that this whole alligator Alcatraz are affecting? He goes, first of all, light yes. pollution. He says, I live 3 miles away, and every night it looks like I'm looking at Yankee Stadium
right.
over there.
Well, they leave the lights on all night.
Yeah, the light pollution is unbelievable. What are they doing with sewage? You know, where's that going? You know, what are they doing, you know, with noise? You know, these are all animals that are, a lot of them nocturnal.
Right.
You know, you're messing up the whole thing. He says one of the things that people talk about here in the state of Florida is, man, we used to have fireflies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lightning bugs. He says, you know where they have lightning bugs? They have lightning bugs in the Everglades. They still have them in the Everglades. He says, but guess what? They are light sensitive. So now with this light pollution, you're going to screw up the lightning bugs in the Everglades.
They have lightning bugs in Ohio.
Yeah.
I was so excited. I wanted Mom to bring one back in a jar. And bring them home. It's like maybe if I release them in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen them in forever.
I know.
No.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, folks, we're already there. We're at halfway point. So... we need to take this break. During the break, I'm going to play a bunch of promos. And please do yourself and us a favor by checking out these promos, because there's a lot of fantastic programming on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. A lot of great shows. And these promos are of shows that come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. So this is kind of like the weekend lineup,
yes.
starting like right after our show. Do yourself a favor. I know you probably got to pee. You probably got to get a new drink, whatever you got to do. But hustle back and check out these promos. When we come back, let's get into that whole Epstein list thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, folks. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Sunshine 96.7 FM. WLMX LP St. Petersburg. Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m., right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. I'm a little winded.
Yeah.
I had to run downstairs and out in the yard to retrieve our puppies. Who were being bad at the wall.
Bad at the wall.
Bad at the wall. Anyway, that song was Centerfield by John Fogerty. And there's a reason I played it. Stephanie asked me to play it as sort of a tribute to somebody special in her life. Stephanie, you want to give it a go?
I can try. I don't know if I'll make it through.
Okay.
Miss Joe... who Kathy Miller's my best friend, always has been. We met when I was 6 months old.
And you saw her this past weekend.
Yes. Her mother passed away on Monday morning, unexpectedly. But Miss Joe was my preschool teacher. She coached every baseball, softball, basketball.
Swimming,
right. Taught me how to swim, and I am not an athletic person.
Right.
But she always...
I can attest to that.
She always let me try. And I was always in center field because nobody had hit the ball that far. But she put me in and let me play.
Nice.
And for way more years than she should have.
What was her name?
Joanne Miller. Miss Joe.
Miss Joe. Yeah.
Miss Joe. Icon of Bexley Recreation Department.
Right. Probably not a person that grew up in Bexley that doesn't know Miss Joe.
No. Yeah. Not at all. Not at all.
And all right. Well,
she never told me not to sign up.
Mm-hmm. Miss Joe. Debbie Dan Gray just said Miss Joe.
Miss Joe.
With a heart.
Air bubbles kick, kick, kick. I mean, that's...
Yeah. I got you. Well, that's sweet. That's a nice story, and I'm sorry that... Well, Miss Joe is.
Yeah. And anyway. And Kitch always coached with her and.
Her partner.
And Miss Joe made sure that, you know, Kitch didn't kill me.
Yeah, right.
Because she was a little more serious about it.
Miss Joe had the patience.
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm. She did. Especially for. Clumsy, awkward. To this day, she never gave up.
Right.
She always let me play.
Good. Well, that's sweet. Anyway, folks, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to respond to us, either with a call or a text. And you can respond to us or play. Just play along. Just play along with, you know, if you want to play along with the show, you can. And we always appreciate it when you do. It makes us realize that there are actually people out there listening to, to this nonsense. So, hey, one of the things that I wanted to mention, and I don't know if you wanted to mention it, Steph, is that we got after, not last week because we were gone, but after the week before, we got a note, an email from the big guy. On the station saying congratulations. And
not only are we not canceled.
Right. But we've made it to the second round of the voting.
Creative Loafing, Best of the Bay.
Best of the Bay,
oh
yeah. Best radio show, best podcast.
Yes.
And in two categories, we'll never win it. But here's the thing.
I'm just blown away.
I can't believe, I mean, I'm like, excuse me?
Well, how many rounds of voting do they do?
Two.
Yeah, just two.
All right, then.
And,
right.
You're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And they only take, like, the top 10 nominees.
Dude, if we come in 10th. If we get a mention.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to go because when is the party? It's at the Hard Rock Casino.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it'll be cool. We'll go. Mom and I are thinking about going and getting a room.
Yeah, definitely. Because I don't want to drive home from the Hard Rock.
Right, especially after a loss. And
yeah, and it's a Wednesday night.
Right.
But it's like the end of September.
Yeah.
Voting doesn't begin until. I think next week.
Right.
And then voting lasts for a month.
Mm.
Everybody can vote once a day.
Start voting.
Yeah.
So I'm going to.
So, if you're listening. If you
a little media campaign, if you will.
Yeah. If you enjoy the show.
We were nominated two categories.
Right. And if you enjoy the show and you want to give us a little bump. We'd appreciate it. What do you go to? You go to.
Well, I'm gonna get the link, and we'll post it on.
We'll talk about it more here
Facebook,
in the next couple of weeks,
right? Once it's live, and I'll make it really easy where you click the link,
right.
And instead of having all 500 categories,
it'll just
take
go right
you
to
straight
where
to
we are.
The two categories we're nominated for.
Yeah, Mom says, oh, my God, you're not gonna. And she calls me at work.
I was
like, what?
I was floored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like, what?
You know, we should definitely go.
And then we absolutely have to go. And then since then, I got another email from the people at Creative Loafing. Yeah, basically saying the same thing that Joe said. So It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
So, anyway.
Goofy as we are. This
dumb little show that we do.
Not canceled.
Right.
Not yet.
Nominated.
Not yet.
I'm sure I can find something to cancel us before the end of the show.
I don't know.
Let me look at my notes.
Howard Stern theory.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
People don't listen because it's good. They listen because they can't believe what we're saying and what's coming next.
Yeah, there probably are some people that listen that way. So here's the thing. Hey, Pam, what'd you do with the list?
Where's the list, Pam?
Pam Bondi. Where's the list? And, months ago you were talking about I've got the whole thing on my desk and I'm reviewing it and da-da-da-da-da. And now all of a sudden,
it's disappeared.
There's no list. And,
what do you mean there's no list?
Mm-hmm. You have to bet that if that list was full of Democrats, they'd be selling that, be on billboards.
They'd have shirts.
Yep.
They would have come out with that day one.
They would have sneakers and crypto coins.
I think we all know who's on the list. If you are on social media at all you have to do is go and see about 50 different pictures of our boy, the orange boy, and Jeffrey all snugged up together.
Didn't
you know, like they're the best of pals.
Fly in.
Yep.
You know, it's like, where are the flight logs?
And there's something else that I heard today that I had forgotten about. They were both in a lawsuit for both of them raping a young girl, and it went away because she decided not to press charges because she was getting death threats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
why don't we look into that a little
check.
More? Mm-hmm. We'll see. I don't know. It's just ridiculous. I heard that there's a lot of MAGA supporters that are actually mad at Pam Bondi.
Oh, yeah. It stirred them up pretty good.
Yeah, because they were really hoping that this would be it. We finally get to see that our Jesus is not guilty.
Right.
Is not the bad guy that they say he is.
You know, it's going to take
And now all of a sudden there's no list.
Clinton.
What do you mean there's no
Obama
list? So there's no proof? And already he's closed my farm.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken away our Medicaid and our Medicare.
And
what was it all for?
Yeah. And now all of a sudden, is he really a bad guy? Why are they hiding the list? Where's the list?
I know Cash Patel has said that he's going to quit the FBI or whatever because they're not doing the list.
The other guy, the secretary, the guy that was on Fox News.
Oh, what was his name? Bongio or whatever?
Bongio, he's on a leave of absence
because
he got in an argument with Pam Bondi over the list.
They're all really mad at Pam.
Yeah. They should be. It's like, what'd you do with the list? We all know what she did with the list.
Mm-hmm.
I think Donnie said, you do something with that list, girl.
Lose this.
Lose it. Yep. But the thing is, you have to think about this. You know that there's not just one list.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
There's got to be copies. She's got her list.
There's got to be.
Does she have the OG list?
I mean,
there's a list out there. And the thing is, if there's no list, why is Ghislaine still locked up?
Forever.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I mean, there had to be, they had parties.
Yeah. There are several pictures.
You know.
A bunch. Tons of pictures.
You know there were guest lists and RSVPs and flight logs and, you know, I mean, it's not, quote, just a list, there should be a plethora of invitations and different parties and galas and who showed up.
Because of how this is going and it's causing a problem in their party, we should be ready for a grand distraction.
Already. I mean, there's already just about everything that's happening.
This is where we see a new 9/11. So they're all like, yeah, look at that.
Yeah,
look at that.
And you know why? Because people don't have to take their shoes off at TSA anymore.
Yep.
Well, that's what it seems like this regime is all about, is the grand illusion.
Oh.
There's always something that pops up.
And
you know
the hurricane information.
I love KKK Caroline Leavitt.
Yeah.
Where she was like, let's not politicize this.
Yeah, okay.
But let's blame Biden and Obama for this storm in Texas.
In Texas.
And the thing that I heard today is that the Democrats offered to pay for the alarm system for, what, Kerrville or wherever it was,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't take it because it was coming from Democrats.
Yep.
Ah.
And then it's like, in that case, it's like, well, you get what you get.
Kristi Noem didn't send out FEMA for 72 hours.
Right.
Well, she said that it wasn't the federal government's responsibility. Right.
I saw a video today, and it was heartbreaking. There was this black gentleman, probably about my age. He said, several days ago, I lost my wife and my kids, okay, to this flood. He says, I was able to ride the wave. They were not. I have not seen them. Okay. He says, down the road from me is a ranch. But to get to that ranch, there's a road. And they have blocked that road off for just emergency vehicles. But he goes, here we are. How many days later?
Right.
There's nobody from FEMA. There's nobody from the county. There's nobody on that road.
They're probably not coming.
He said, so I started walking down that road a couple miles. And then he goes, and guess what I could see in that yard of that ranch? I could see my car. I could see my boat. I could see parts of my house. I could see my clothes. He goes, I have to think that maybe, just maybe, my wife and kids are in that debris pile. He says, I jumped the fence. He said, it was the most horrific thing I've ever done. He says, the amount of death in the air from animals, humans.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying? Unbelievable. And the people, they were, he's not supposed to be on that. He says, the neighboring ranch, absolutely, come on. But that ranch wouldn't let him on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But he could see his stuff.
Oh.
Yep. Anyway.
What's wrong with people?
Also, there's an awful lot of flooding going on.
Yes.
It's beginning to feel a little biblical.
Uh-oh, hold on. I just got a text from my buddy Paul Hunley. It says, we'll be calling shortly after your break with exciting news from unfamiliar places. Stay tuned.
Oh.
Ooh.
Dun-dun-dun.
I kind of dig that.
Right?
Well, here's the thing. We've got about 3.5 minutes before our next break. Paul and Jen A., if you can hang on to the last segment, that'd be great.
That's awesome. I can't wait.
I know.
I can't even imagine.
Now I'm like, oh my God, they find out something about me that from back in the day that
they were on the list.
Breaking news.
I think they know everything about you, dear.
I don't know that they do.
I don't know that they'd be surprised by anything that they found out.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. They didn't know. They wouldn't be like, oh my.
Yeah, Ty, did you see anything about the farewell sort of concert for Ozzy Osbourne?
I watched it. I watched most of it. It was sad.
Yeah, so yeah, they pulled in about $240 million. 40,000 fans. That's pretty good. I heard.
Wait a minute. What was that math? Hold on.
$240 million, 40,000 fans.
$240 million.
But I think it was more than one night. I think it was, so 40,000 fans over a weekend,
divided,
I think. So figure,
40,
like, say 3 days. So let's say 120,000 fans.
That's $6,000 a person.
Well, have you seen concert tickets
lately? I know, but I'm just saying. That's
your ticket and one beer.
a beer at that event is like $30.
You know? Ticket and parking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was some. There's a lot of speculation. I mean, Ozzy basically was sat in this big throne, pretty much for the whole show. How old is Ozzy? I have no idea.
He's in his 70s.
Okay. But he's in pretty rough shape.
76.
76. Well, that's
and his birthday is in December.
When does Ozzy check out?
Soon.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
You think it's this year? Is that the reason for the concert?
Probably.
Was the reason of the concert? It's like, look, Ozzy's about to go, you know.
Well, I mean.
I just saw a quick clip of it. So and he was singing Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, so I was like.
Here's your sign.
Here's your sign.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't know, man. Yeah, that. Yeah, look,
you never
man,
know.
He's had a good run. He's had a good life. They were talking the other day about the Osbournes, the show, and I only saw clips of. I never saw like a whole episode, but I just remember, you know, Sharon. You know what I mean? It was just always him just bumbling around. This, you know, the what's his nickname? What was his?
He's the Prince of Darkness.
Prince of Darkness at home. Sharon.
Sharon. And that was the only thing you
I
could.
I can't find the remote.
That was
Sharon.
The only thing you could actually understand was the Sharon.
Right.
It was like talking to Billy when she was one. Right.
All right. Now I'm excited because it looks like we're going to get a phone call in the last segment.
Can't wait.
From my besties. All right, folks. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We got to take a break. This break leads us into our fourth and final segment.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're already at this point in the show. We didn't do a show last week. I missed it so much. I crave doing the show. And all of a sudden tonight, it's like, really? We're almost over?
It's almost over. I can't believe it.
All right, folks. We're going to play this little ditty's called Time Bomb, okay, by Rancid. And then I'm going to back it up with something, Ty, that you're going to dig this, I think. And it's by this dude. It's by this dude. What's his name?
Liam
Lynch. And it's called United States of Whatever.
It's awesome.
I know that song.
Do you?
Oh.
All right, folks. We'll be back in a minute.
That was on Tony Hawk.
We'll be back in a minute. All right. Well, that's it. This is my United States of Whatever.
You know, he's the director of The Pick of Destiny.
Is
what?
He?
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He looks like a young Elvis Costello.
Hey, look at him.
Yeah, right. Really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So how cool is that?
How long have you been aware of that song? If you said it was in Tony Hawk.
Well, I got that game when I was like 13. So it's been a bit.
I was so happy. I heard it this morning on TikTok. And then I just heard like a clip of it. And I was like, I love this.
Yeah, it's great.
So I wrote it down. I said, I need to put that in the show. And then I was so happy when I came home this afternoon and it was on iTunes. I was like, oh, thank God. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't heard it in forever. And then it was in the new Scott Pilgrim show. And I was like, I remember this.
This is my United States of whatever.
I love it.
I love it. Anyway, folks, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine. 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We played two songs there. We played Time Bomb by Rancid, and we played United States of Whatever by Liam Lynch. I hope you dug both of those. We are into our final segment of the show. Prior to the break, we got a text message from my besties saying that they were going to call the show, and they had some news.
News.
And here they are.
Here
they are. So hold on just a second.
All right, you might have to turn that up.
Paul?
Jenny? Hello?
Jenny, hold on just a second, honey. Let me turn you up a little bit.
Hold on.
All right. There we go. That should be good. How's that sound, Steph?
I don't know. Jenny, say something.
I don't know. I'm talking now. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Okay. Are we too high?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm going to turn you down. Hold on. I'm going to turn you down a little bit.
Oh my god! I know we're getting a little feedback.
Our phone calls get a little bit too loud. Okay, there we go. All right, we should
Are
be good.
Sure?
Yeah. Please tell me, because I haven't looked out the window, that you guys are down in our driveway, getting ready to surprise me with a surprise visit.
They're floating in the pool.
We're
not in your driveway. We're naked in your pool.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, gross. Ew. No, we're calling you from Mercersburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Random little trip up here for one night.
Okay.
But today, in a 3.5 hour drive, we went through 4 states.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That's very weird.
Okay, so let's try to figure that out. So from Virginia, you went through Maryland.
Yep.
I'm guessing definitely, well, you're in Pennsylvania. Did you go through Delaware? No.
West Virginia.
Okay, but you said 4 states. Is Pennsylvania the 4th state?
West Virginia, Maryland, and now in PA.
Nice.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
That's
it is weird.
So weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
But that's not the exciting tidbit.
What's the exciting tidbit, Paul?
We are in the boyhood home of James Buchanan. You know who he was?
James Buchanan. Was he or was he not a president?
15th president of the United States.
And you're in his home?
No, we're not. We're in his hometown.
Oh, his hometown.
He's cooking dinner for us right now.
No, we're staying in boyhood home, like where he lived as a boy.
Has this always been a lifelong dream of yours to go visit James Buchanan's hometown?
It was random.
No, it's because there's going to be a world record broken here soon, and we wanted to make sure that we visited the one president in history that up until recently has always been viewed as the worst president. So we know that record is not going to stand. So we wanted to make sure that we came to that home site.
Well, Before he lost the title.
That's fantastic. I did not realize that James Buchanan was the worst president on record. Apparently, what I've been hearing lately is it's Biden and Obama. I didn't realize it went back that far.
Hey, the other tidbit of exciting news.
Yeah.
Is that this is the boyhood home of, drum roll, Jenny.
Brrr.
No, who is it? I can't remember his name.
Jimmy Stewart.
Jimmy Stewart.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
No joke.
Well, he went to boarding school here.
That counts.
I'm
sorry.
Yeah.
It counts. He lived there.
Yeah. What would be cool is if you were able to go to that school and see if there was like in the trophy case or anything like that, any mention of Jimmy Stewart. You know what I mean?
You know, that football picture with his leather helmet.
Right.
Well, there's a book that was written about him that's in our room. So I will send you pictures.
Nice.
Awesome.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So fun.
But my whole question now is, what sparked the trip? It's like, this is kind of like just wanted
random
to get away?
Well, yes, for sure.
No, we won the lottery.
No.
this was your first pick as a destination?
No. No, I had some students performing in a summer camp show today at 1:30, and so came up to see them.
Oh,
and
fun.
Decided we would just stay the night. So that's what we're doing.
Nice.
Fun.
That's very nice.
Yeah. But we don't want to derail your show, but we thought it would be fun to call in from
Mercersburg.
So let me get this straight. It's Mercersburg.
Yeah.
Mercersburg.
Look it up.
Mercersburg, PA. Hey, while you're up there, why don't you look up our old pal, Piss?
We thought about that. He's about an hour north.
Swing through Altoona.
Yeah. No, we don't point it there. You go out of the way to go there, so we're not.
Mm. Okay.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And we're sticking to that story.
Yeah. But we missed you guys, and we thought we would call in from another state.
Oh, that's awesome.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I always
Marco
love
Marco Radio Show on vacation.
I love it.
There you go.
That's that's fantastic.
Little history to boot.
Yep.
Nice. Always educational.
Hey, let me ask you something. They say that every town has a hood. Have you visited the hood in Mercersburg?
Yes.
We did.
We did. Yep. Yep.
We were driving down the wrong way and headed out of town and whoops.
Is that where you went to get your, you know?
No. 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 No.
Okay.
Do you have to go just outside to buy your alcohol because it's right. a dry town?
Yeah.
Do they still have those?
Oh my God.
Nice.
Y'all are bad. All right. Listen. Have a great rest of the show. We love
you. Love you guys. Please be careful. Too. Drive careful.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye bye.
Oh, how fun.
Hold on, let me turn this down a little bit. I'm not sure where we are.
They're so spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
I thought they went there to get a puppy.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Maybe. Yeah, because they kind of sold it as like being like a, you know, like a special, you know, but I guess, I mean, yeah, I mean. The whole thing is that now all of a sudden, James Buchanan is
about to be ousted.
Ousted, yeah. So I mean that's something.
I get it.
Yeah,
I can see that.
There's probably people in Mercersburg, Pennsylvania, being like, "Today's our day.
It's about time.
Today's our day." Yeah. Well, they're putting up flags. They're putting up banners.
Come visit.
No longer. No longer will we have the blight. On Mercersburg.
Well, it's funny because I always thought James Harding was right up there.
What was the one president that got like shot like almost immediately?
I'm pretty sure Andrew Jackson got shot.
Somebody got shot like in the first month. Somebody was like, "Oh, you didn't last long."
Making lots of friends.
Yeah, right.
Shaking hands. Oh, wait. Shaking babies and kissing hands or whatever.
Shaking babies. Shaking babies, yeah.
Oh, write that down. You should play that next week.
That's a great song. One of the things I wanted to talk about is, you ever taken a polygraph test?
No.
No.
Oh, my God, I have. I had to...
they don't work, you know.
Well, I mean... Apparently, some people think that they do because they keep giving them to people. But I took a polygraph test one time in my life, and it was when I was a teenager, and I was working at this place called Best Products.
Oh, right. And, with Paul.
Yeah, with Paul. And I was working in the jewelry department, and I had to take a lie detector test. And the guy was like, he said to me straight up, he says, "Look, you're just a teenager. Whatever you say today is not going to affect the rest of your life. Whatever you say today, we're not going to lock you up. You know, I'm not going to ask you, I'm not going to try to implement you in a murder." You know what I mean?
Fuck him.
You know, but he asked me stuff like, "Have you ever stolen anything?" And
no,
yeah. You know, I mean, there was.
I've borrowed.
I don't know that I actually
didn't return.
Yeah, I don't know that I actually passed that polygraph test. But one of the reasons that I brought that up is because there's going to be a new show on TV that I think will be interesting, and it's I think it's called. Hold on, I'm looking for. Here it is, right here. Here it is. I got it in my notes. It says on A&E has a new show called Lie Detector. And what's interesting about this show is that what they're doing is they're going to people that were involved in high-profile cases.
Okay,
like they're going to be, one of the episodes on this show is they're going to be polygraphing Casey Anthony's parents.
Ooh.
Right? They're also going to be doing, who else?
This seems dangerous. Someone's going to get shot.
Right? Well, remember Gary Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Yes.
So apparently his wife was a monster.
Yeah.
And so supposedly they're going to be polygraphing her to see if she had any part of his demise.
Oh.
And apparently that episode gets kind of crazy. So I don't know. It's a new show that's coming out on A&E, and it's called Lie Detector. And I don't know. I think I'd be interested. I'd watch a little bit of it.
I don't know.
It seems dangerous.
You talk about Lie Detector, and I think about Meet the Parents. My head goes immediately there.
Yeah. It says this show will examine individuals, long suspected of serious crimes who voluntarily subject or submit to taking a polygraph test, and.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be hosted by this guy, a journalist, an investigative journalist, Tony Harris. I didn't see when it will start, but it's going to be on A&E. It's probably this fall, I would guess. But, I took a polygraph once, and the guy was like, you know, he was like, you got nothing to worry about. You're a kid. Whatever. we're not going to lock you up.
Right.
So just...
That's what they tell you.
All you have to do is be...
Before they lock you up.
Yeah, all you have to do is be truthful and not have brown skin.
Yeah.
or have a last name that sounds like Diaz or Lopez or Hernandez anything like that. So,
careful.
Can you imagine how nervous you would be today walking around in America with a Hispanic last name?
That should never...
Should never be. But then all of a sudden now Tom Homan comes out on Fox News and says, now we've decided we don't have to.
We don't
have a reason. We can just look at you and decide if we're going to shake you down. Can you imagine that? Where have we gone? What are we becoming? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's a parody. It's a parody.
It is a parody. It's not good. It's Idiocracy.
Yep.
Which was supposed to be a funny movie, not a playbook.
Yep. Looks like Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced October 3rd. He got off on most of his charges. He's still going to be charged on the two charges of transporting male prostitutes.
Mm.
Justin Bieber.
So here's the thing.
Who dropped a new album today?
If Diddy gets out of jail, and there's been a lot of talk during this whole trial and stuff like that of all of the homosexual activity, does he become a free man and then lean into his homosexuality?
Absolutely not.
I don't know.
He wouldn't let it happen.
Who knows, man?
I would be concerned about the victims that testified.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. Faux show.
Your witness protection all the way.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's supposed to happen October 3rd. Is there something else that I wanted to say?
Why so long?
It's the way.
You know.
There's supposed to be speedy trials
in
America. There's no such thing.
Unless you have a Hispanic last name, and then you get no trial.
Right. Yeah. You just effed. Yeah. You just get taken. Oh my God! Ty, I don't know if you ever watched it, but the Woodstock '99 documentary.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What a cluster! My God, what a cluster! I watched that when Mom was gone. That's one of the beauties about you being gone is that I watched a bunch of things that you would never want to watch. So I watched
a lot of serial killers.
I did. I watched Mindhunters,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good. I watched that documentary on
you
Woodstock.
Watched Gladiator.
I watched Gladiator. Yeah, the OG Gladiator, mm-hmm. not the OG, but the one with Russell Crowe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to watch some of that. At one of the airport lounges while I was waiting.
Anyway, I should do
this.
I'm
like, why is this movie always... It was either Gladiator or 300.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're the same movie.
Are you saying Gladiator?
Gladiator.
I'll do it again. You Python, settle down.
Python challenge.
Simmer down now.
Yeah, right?
I'll get the Nerf gun.
Mind your P's and Q's.
All right, I should do these quotes. I love this first one. If there's any justice, Big Beautiful Bill will be the name of Trump's cellmate.
I love that one.
Big Beautiful Bill. What would you like to do today, Big Beautiful Bill?
How can I serve you properly?
Mm-hmm. This one says, if you want to know who rules over you, look at who you're not allowed to criticize.
Mm.
And that came from George Orwell.
Yep.
Mm. Yep.
Debbie Dan Gray just sent me a laughing face, laughing, crying face. So I love that. This one says, it's a rough time for people who are attracted to intelligence right now. So, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Yeah. If you feel pain, you're alive. If you feel other people's pain, you're a human being. And that came from Leonid Tolstoy. This one says, oh, I love this one. It says, sometimes I'd like to tell people, I hope the rest of your day is as pleasant as you are. And then watch their face as they try to determine if it was a compliment or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have the day you deserve.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I need to write that one down.
Mm-hmm. And the last one says, the world is full of good people. If you can't find one, be one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do it, lady.
Do it, lady.
Do it, lady.
All of it.
All of it. All the time. You know what I'm talking about, brother.
Success.
Mom's in the kitchen. Mom's in the kitchen the other night. She said, well, I'm ready to do this. And I said, do it, lady.
On your birthday.
You get what you give.
My heart goes out to Chit.
Oh, God.
Do it, lady. I love Chit.
It's so good.
Yeah.
We can't talk about the other one, though.
No. Do it, lady.
That's become a whole thing.
Is there a black person here?
No, you can't say that.
I love that one. That's so great. Well, there's a white person here, too. Well, that's not what I'm looking for.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
It is funny. Anyway, folks,
we
are nearing the end of our show here. We didn't do a show last week, and probably I feel like we showed out a little bit this week. We were kind of like jonesing to do the show. I know I was. And I think we had a pretty successful show. We've had some good interaction.
Yes.
Yep. We had Debbie Dan Gray. We had a phone call from my besties up in Mercerburg, Pennsylvania.
Mercer.
The home of James Buchanan.
Mercerburg, Pennsylvania.
The second worst president of the United States, or soon to be.
Soon to be.
the second worst president.
Soon to be unseated.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Steph, do you have anything you want to say before the end of the show?
I had a great time tonight.
It was fun.
I had a great time last weekend. It was great seeing everyone. And I'm going to miss you, Miss Joe.
There you go. That's sweet. What about you, kid?
Do it, lady.
Do it. Yeah, that's cool. I dig that. I will say, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, I miss you, Mom. Duchess, it's about that time, sweetheart. Do it, lady. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We're about to check out for the weekend, and we can't look forward. We're looking forward to seeing you next week.
We can't wait to.
We can't wait to speak with you again next week.
There you go.
There we go.
Weekend.
All right, folks, we're out of here.
That's all, folks.